Infestations of quagga and zebra mussels can devastate lakes, reservoirs, and rivers for outdoorsmen who love to fish. And ironically, these invasive species attach to fishing boats. And Idaho has a very effective program for detecting and cleaning infected boats. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, with Idaho Department of Agriculture's Nick Zerflew.
The program got its statute in 2008. We're inspecting boats starting in 2009 and have been inspecting boats ever since. With that, we inspect watercraft because they're the main vector for transporting aquatic invasive species, watercraft or water-related equipment. So that's one way to mitigate the risk of things coming into the state of Idaho or the Columbia River Basin, Pacific Northwest states. With that, we have a robust education awareness outreach program to the public. We use clean, drain, dry as our education awareness action items. So clean, draining, and drying your boat is a very good strategy for reducing the risk of moving stuff around. That's something that the boating public can do. Another part of the program is our monitoring efforts. And so we're out and about in the Idaho water bodies throughout the state, and we're looking for invasive species, primarily quagga and zebra mussels, but all other kinds of species as well. Well, since we started that monitoring program, we haven't had any detections in the state or in the Columbia River Basin. So that's really good news. The Columbia River Basin is essentially the last major watershed in the United States that is not impacted or infested with quagga zebra mussels.
Sportsmen in every state, take note. Sportsman Spotlight.